From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. If you missed our webcast of Rufus Wainwright on June 9th from New York City, it was pretty amazing. Even if you haven't heard Wainwright or just sort of like his records, I thought the concert was something not to be missed. He's an amazing performer, and you can hear it in our archives or take a look at the photographs at our website. That show and another 100 or so concert recordings are available to hear. Some can be downloaded at our website. Our concert series continues June 22nd with Richard Thompson, and on the 20th with our next band, The National. In 2005, they made a rocking album called Alligator. The follow-up CD is called Boxer, and it doesn't rock, at least not much. It's beautiful, poetic at times, lush, with horns, pianos, and strings. You can hear a bit of Interpol in the music and in Matt Berninger's voice. I also hear shades of John Cale. Give a listen to the opening cut from the CD Boxer. It's called Fake Empire.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us, put half away in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
The National is a band. They're based in New York these days, originally from Ohio. You can hear The National live in concert on the 20th of June at NPR.org. Check our website for the start time and join us in our chat room, All Songs Live. Any band sounds small after hearing the polyphonic spree. Even Phil Spector's Wall of Sound seems the size of Spinal Tap's Stonehenge after listening to this huge 20-some-odd piece band. For the new album, the spree have kept their sound huge and abandoned their robes. In concert and on the cover of their new CD, The Fragile Army, they're wearing black army uniforms. The uniforms have patches a red heart to symbolize thoughtfulness, and a red cross to represent first aid. From the new CD, this is section 32 called The Championship.
Sunday.
bigger and longer than any Motown fade I know, the Polyphonic Spree. It's from their new CD. It's called The Fragile Army. When Chris Martin, the lead singer for Coldplay, debuted a new song by Travis this year on Radio 1 in Britain, he said, "We're going to finish with an incredible exclusive. We're very privileged to play it. It's a new song by the band Travis, the band that invented my band and lots of others." Travis is a Scottish pop band with a lot of heart and soul. For me, their last few records have been flat, however. Nothing like the 1999 CD that put them on the map. That one was called The Man Who. The new one's a terrific pop album with Nigel Godrich as executive producer, with the help of Mike Hedges, he's collaborated with The Cure, and there's also credit on the new CD to Brian Eno. I think this record will recognize Travis as the great pop band they are. Listen to Selfish Gene from the CD called The Boy With No Name. Travis, the whole CD is as good as that. It's called The Boy With No Name. Our next two songs come from the same CD called Instant Karma, The Campaign to Save Darfur. If the title doesn't make it obvious, this is a double CD filled with the songs of John Lennon, and Yoko Ono donated all the song and publishing rights to Lennon's music. You can hear Green Day, Regina Spektor, The Flaming Lips, R.E.M., Avril Lavigne, and our next duo, Jacob Dylan and Donnie Harrison, the sons of Bob Dylan and George Harrison. Listen to Donnie's guitar, and you just might find it in your heart to support this project.
All I want is the truth. Oh, just give me some truth. All I want is the truth. Oh, just give me some truth. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of it. Just give me some truth. No short hair, yellow belly, son of Tricky Dicky's got a mother of a soft soul beat with just a pocket full of hope. Money for dough, money for road. Sending mama's little chauvinist. All I want is some truth. Well, just give me some truth. I've had enough of watching scenes of schizophrenic, egocentric, paranoid prima donnas. Just give me the truth. Well, just give me some truth.
Jacob Dylan on vocals, Donnie Harrison on the guitar, with John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth, a song he recorded for the 1971 album Imagine. Now to disc two of this two CD set of John Lennon tunes. The Postal Service put together one of Lennon's love songs back in 2005. Grow Old With Me is from the album Lennon was working on at the time he was killed. This version by the Postal Service, Jimmy Tamborella, and Ben Gibbard can be found on Instant Karma, The Campaign to Save Darfur.
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be.
Postal Service doing the song Grow Old With Me from John Lennon's posthumous LP called Milk and Honey, released in 1984. You can hear a full concert by Tamborella's Postal Service partner and Death Cab for Cutie singer Ben Gibbard at our website, or download the entire show by subscribing to the All Songs Considered podcast. Lightning Dust is the music of Amber Weber and Joshua Wells. For the past few years, the two have been playing together in a psychedelic space rock band, Black Mountain. For Lightning Dust, they wanted to do something more simplistic. They stripped down their sound to a few basic elements like piano, organ, and guitar. There's hardly any percussion on the whole album. The arrangements are spare, but spacious, and Weber's voice is beautifully downcast. The opening track is Listened On.
Heard the sound from miles away, thumped in my ear like a drum. I was picked out of everyone, so I listened on. Took me out of a passion I'd imagined and sent me out on a search. If it hadn't rained so hard that night, I could have made it to your house by one. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would kill me all the way home. Fast, but none of us could catch up to you. Day shone a little less light, so you rebuilt the moons. Taught me how to fall in my shadow, could have sunk me like a stone. But the stars shine brighter in the sky than the dust from the dirt. Sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would have killed me all the way home.
Lightning Dust, from their self-titled debut. That was the opening track, Listened On, a wonderful mix of what they call sunshine and shadows. A few months ago, a curious and fantastic album came out from Patti Smith. It's called 12. When I heard the voice of Amber Weber from Lightning Dust, something in that voice reminded me of Patti Smith. And then I remembered we never played anything from 12 on All Songs Considered. 12 is a CD of cover songs from Patti Smith, performing music by The Doors, Stevie Wonder, Nirvana, Paul Simon, and this from Jimi Hendrix. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
If you can just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea.
Take hold.